Greetings. Welcome to Feathers, Rainbows, and Roses podcast, exploring the many paths of wisdom's way to peace. This is Shirley Lynn Martin, and I'm here again in this next series of podcasts with Karen McCarthy, my co-Peace Circle keeper, and also by Tanya Noble, a Peace Circle member and psychotherapist, and also more. These podcasts offer a brief experience of Peace Circle and also our reflections of the magic of our experience together. So come join us.
Peace Circle, making peace one circle at a time. To honor the origins, the wisdom and power of circle, we recognize its core elements, calling in the directions. The direction of the east, medicine of daily birth of the sun, the medicine of illumination and clarity. We call in its element of fire. And with this element of fire, we acknowledge the agreement of respect among us. This is the agreement of respect. Stories we feed the fire belong to the fire. The heart of another story is not ours to share. Direction of the self, the medicine of innocence, of trust, of faith and humility, and the element of water with its agreement of respect. And this is the agreement. We listen and speak in a river of truth and meaning. We avoid judgment and ride currents of compassion. Direction of the West, the medicine of dreams and introspection. We call in the element of earth, and together we make this agreement of respect. We ask for what we need and offer what we can. We tend to what serves our community. Direction of the north, the medicine of wisdom, gratitude, and all the spiritual aspects of life. We call in the element of air, and we make this agreement of respect. When the bell rings, we pause for breath, we reach for stillness, and when the bell rings again, we resume. Center. We honor the center, the place of Mother Earth, the Creator, the beginning and continuation and source of life, the true self that brings to us the medicine of balance, of beauty, harmony, of the light of love. And here in the center, we also agree to our core principle. With courage and honesty, We see a new way to live in peace and harmony with all of life. And so we welcome all ancestors, all beings of light and love who come through each of the directions to sit with us in this circle, to honor the wisdoms of the past, to honor the collaboration and creativity of knowing that leads a path forward to peace. Welcome. Welcome to our circle. In gratitude and love, we welcome.
When we sit here in a circle and grow still, the energy of spirit fills us. Until we surrender to silence, we stay on the choppy surface of the mind. As the breath grows quiet, we go behind thought, beneath confusion, fear, and doubt. When we sit here in a circle and grow still, the mystery of truth and vastness transforms our separate energies into one heart, one consciousness, one being, present and fulfilled. Oh, my game of thought.
The four peace circle intentions. Speak from the heart. Listen from the heart. Be of lean expression. Be present to the moment.
The values of peace circle. Courage, humility, respect, sharing, honesty, love, trust, forgiveness, inclusivity, and empathy.
Thanks, Karen, for opening the last part of our circle with the bells. And we're going to, this time, continue the conversation that has been and circle experience that we've acknowledged here in between these rounds, just how rich it is and what it does for us, which is awesome. And so this next time, this next round that we're going to open up and experience with each other is exploring what is the magic of circle, and to for us to specifically share a time where we experienced the magic of circle. And one of the things that we would definitely hold here is that there is a confidentiality to what circle is and what stories that get told. That being said, there's something about my experience or our personal experience that we can talk about. And so with that question, what is the magic of a circle that you have personally experienced, or that each of us have personally experienced?
All right. For this question, I'm holding a piece of cedar and smelling that piece of cedar. And when I think about the magic of Peace Circle, we spoke about it in our last discussion. And the magic for me in Peace Circle, in the moment, is that I may come with some idea of what I want to say or a story that I feel wants to be shared. But in hearing the stories of others, in experiencing the flow of circle and letting go, there's something magical that happens in sharing what needs to be shared at that time. So it may be, and this is where we talked about, it may be very different than what I thought. And I think that there's a real specialness that happens in listening really from my heart to other people and not thinking so much about what I need to say, but listening. And then when it is my turn to speak, letting that unfold, however it's going to unfold. I also feel like I would like to share the magic of what happens for me in the preparation for Peace Circle, as well as what happens following Peace Circle. I didn't realize this initially going into Peace Circle, but the preparation of thinking about Peace Circle and what we might be talking about, as well as what's going to come with me as a symbol and to add to our circle. What that does is it brings me to that place of mindfulness and presence before I'm actually present in group. And so I'm practicing those skills and that presence before. And an example of that would even be this morning, as I was getting ready to come here. And I woke up first in my family, and it was still dark out, and the house was quiet. And I came downstairs to do my list of duties, which was make lunches, make breakfast, get everything organized. And I was peeling an orange. And often when I'm peeling an orange, I'm thinking about what next needs to be done next, or what's on my to-do list for the day. And I might even be thinking about how tired I am of peeling oranges, and I don't want to peel another orange. But today, in the practice of intention, setting intention, in the practice of being present, in the practice of slowing down the chatter, I just decided to listen to the peeling of the orange, to smell the orange, just to unfold the orange. And it was a blissful moment. It was a moment, because then the household wakes up and life continues. The magic of Peace Circle is for me in acknowledging some of those moments for joy, and that can happen. That happens in Peace Circle, in my experiences of Peace Circle, and listening with pure intention and pure heart and pure thought. But it can also, for me, very much happen before Peace Circle and then following Peace Circle as I carry those stories and messages and presence following. Thank you.
Thanks, Tanya. I hold this cedar. It's so wonderful. For me, I like what you were saying, Tanya, about sharing about the the preparation, even, you know, as I think about my mornings, just your sharing the story reflected on my own morning and was much more intentional and mindful this morning than my usual hit the floor, run in, shower, because I knew I was coming to this sacred and special place together as we gather. And so with great intention, I started my day in a new, in a different way. A great reminder on Remembrance Day. I could do that every day. For me, there is, I just, you know, having had the great opportunity of experiencing quite a few peace circles myself as keeper and in my training and in the other ways that, you know, I gather with friends, I am struck by the synchronicity and, you know, that to me and the synergy of peace circle. There's magic in that. It's like the universe is there just waiting for us to all gather together, and it presents, you know, exactly what you need in that moment. So when you're gathering with that intention, I find myself when I gather, and I may have preconceived ideas of how this will all play out and what I, you know, am going to, you know, experience and learn and grow from. It is always something completely different. And that is the magic, because that is truly what I needed. And sometimes it comes with a great aha in the moment, and sometimes it's a silent whisper that over time, you know, I realize is there, and I see and feel in my own journey that something has shifted for me. And I often, you know, have to give great gratitude in those moments, because it is from someone else sharing their truth that that shift, that nudge, that breath has moved me. And it's a great blessing in my life. And, you know, one of the reasons why I think I feel so committed and dedicated to offering this magical and sacred place for others to join and for us in community to experience those blessings.
Yes, I think I will also hold this sprig of cedar, because it's connected to a tree, and the tree gave me permission to let this come here today, and so it kind of helps ground me and root me into my humanity, into the earth, and to remembering all my relations. And that's part of the magic of Peace Circle, is because it all gets to show up. It's all included. And there's one memory that comes to mind, and this was a peace circle that we did a year ago, and it was for, you know, season of peace and light, solstice. And what happened and what unfolded in the preparation, we had asked everybody to bring a symbol of what represents peace on earth for them. And as people began to bring their symbols and share what the symbol is and the stories of a time when they were peace on earth, they experienced peace on earth, there was this energy of and feeling of hope and inspiration and aliveness that began to fill the circle. And it was, my heart was just like feeling really, really full. And we offered this opportunity where people could, after a guided meditation, that they could, you know, journal whatever came to them. And one of the women wrote a poem that captured
something from the whole group. It was amazing. Talk about being present to the moment. And then another had brought a drum, and she just let the drum speak to the moment and to our stories. And again, it was just stunning. And there was something very both calming and clear. All the confusion and all the chaos of what is typically surrounded in that season just was gone. And what was true and is of the essence of life, as I hold the cedar, was what was left. And that's what we got to go away with and take into the rest of the season. And for me, that's still, you know, a year ago, and that energy and what happened is still with me. It's now part of the collage of who I am and the vision of how to walk in the world in a more peaceful way. And that kind of magic is gold. There's a pricelessness to it. And I couldn't have done that on my own. I had to come together with others who came together, who sat together intentionally, who agreed to the respectful ways of being together, who agreed to the intentions, who agreed to the values, who agreed to use a talking piece, who agreed to the bells for pause, who agreed to sharing truthfully something of their own heart. And it's all of that together that changed me forever. And that's magical. So again, let's just open this up for sort of a reflection on what it was like to be in that circle round as we sort of bring this series to a close. And so I'll just open that up. What happened in your heart? What will you take with you in just experiencing this last round?
For me, what great memories, you know, both as you shared your stories, it took me back to, you know, I may not have known exactly, I knew exactly what Shirley, what circle you were referring to, but, and I was struck, and I am struck with how that, you know, those seeds that we plant within circle, they go with us. And so whatever has touched our heart goes with us as we go out into the world and into our relationships and into our lives. And that stays with us, especially, you know, the profound ones are the ones that just are, you know, amazing. And but those subtle ways that we go forward with the gifts from Circle. And as it just, you know, you took me right back to that circle, and it will change my day as I remember that touchstone.
I certainly echo both Carrie and Shirley Lynn's experience and the beauty of carrying with us those experiences. And again, thinking about how that's shifted my own practices my own mindfulness meditation practices to carry those elements and those experiences to, again, what's the goal? To be a better person, to be more present in the experiences of self and other. I also just found this again, and I wanted to share it. It's a quote: when we gather in peace circle, we move into a deeper sense of space and connection. That's a quote from Shirley Lynn's website. If you found yourself your way to the podcast, you may have already read that. But it really resonates for me. The idea of moving into a deeper sense of space, spaciousness, perspective. And that's what I heard through the sharing.
Yeah, and what jumped out at me as I was listening to both of you and then sharing sort of my story is, you know, we've taken a morning to do this, the three podcasts, and just to be in circle and to share and realizing how it's building. You know, we talked about that sort of between recordings, just how it was building and growing, and there was this synergy and what was awakening in us. And what I'm also struck by is that after that last round, there started to be a sense of completion for me, in that the circle is now feeling like the energy is weaving together. The energy is integrating inside of me. I don't know yet all exactly what I'm going to go away with. I suspect in a few days it's going to start to really come to life for me. That being said, the sense of what you just talked about, this creating space and having the space and creating time for that rich dialogue, for that rich listening, for that rich storytelling to come from the heart. Because so often things are so scheduled, and we did have a time frame for this, and yet there's something, we allowed the organicness of the circle to unfold. And, you know, there's a real tension because we walk so much in the world from, you know, here's my 5 to 6, I work from 9 to 5, or, you know, 7:30 to 3:30, or, you know, whatever our things is. We have, you know, our kids go here and there, and so there's such a scheduled kind of way of being. And within circle, there's really, to get the beauty of it, to get the mystery, to experience the real depth of peace that comes in returning or being in circle, there's also that letting go to time and space as we know it, and entering into an experience and a way of being that is not linear. It is circle, and it flows differently. So that's that for me, that just recognition again of peace circle, because it's actually structured in circle, right? We see eye to eye. We see, you know, that's where we look, is into each other's eyes. There's no angle that you can't see someone else's eyes. And so it creates a sense of space to have the necessary dialogue till circle is finished. And there's something about that is magical and precious, and also a challenge, because of how contrast that that is to much of our life. And that's what really just in this moment really came forward as something that I was aware of again, or am aware of again. So I want to just thank you, Tanya, and thank you, Karen, for joining me in doing these podcasts. For me, it's just been a delightful morning and a really rich morning. And I hope that everybody who's been able to listen to these three podcasts has really felt the flow and been invited or felt included in some kind of way, and that you also have had some experience yourself that may invite you or encourage you to participate in some sort of format that gives life to your heart to show up in the world from your heart.
Thank you. We were talking earlier about, I wish we did this. We could do this daily, weekly, to continue this conversation with ourselves and with one another, because there's certainly that we've talked about the gifts of this throughout this podcast, but it's a precious gift to be a part of this. I'm grateful.
Mm-hmm. Yes, thank you to both. What a lovely way to spend the morning with Tanya and Shirley in Circle. A great way to start the day. And I guess I would really just like to extend the invitation to you, if this resonates and touches you in a way that you feel you would like to step into Circle with us and join us, we would love to have you. Thank you.
So to close our circle and to release the medicines and those who have attended with us, we're going to close in the way that we often close circle. There's different ways, but what we're going to do today is to breathe in from the center all that we want to take with us from our time together, and then to breathe back out into the center, love and gratitude, letting go of whatever it is that we want, but just to offer that gratitude that goes back into the essence and the network of all things. So we'll do that three times. And then Tanya is going to use the rattle and just shake in the directions to bring closure. And then that will be our way of closing for today. So let's just breathe in from the center. And giving our gratitude back. Breathing in all that we need from the center. Giving our gratitude back. Breathing in all that we need from the center. Offering our love and gratitude in return.